Hey everyone, and welcome back to the Weekly Awakening podcast. It is your host, the hair healer. I guess I can still say that since I'm officially still doing hair and going back to the salon. If you haven't checked out yesterday's episode, check out. I give you all the exclusive details about and my process about why I decided not to do hair, my journey through this last year finding myself, and then why I decided to go back to doing hair. So we'll see where this journey takes me. I'm super excited. Again, you know, I have lots of big plans and you hear them all the time. And I know this is going places and I'm happy that this is still, you know, part of the process and the path and believing in myself with that. Either way, I am excited. Jupiter moving into Pisces on Thursday, May 13th. First, let me say also, thank you everyone again who has been so supportive, my clients, people just supporting the podcast, rocking out with me this year. I'm super lucky and grateful to have you guys in my life. I will be returning to Capriati Salon on May 20th, and Jupiter will be in Pisces then, so that is good. So yeah, thank you. Please follow me if you don't already on Instagram at thehairhealer1111, on TikTok, thehealer1111 for daily astrology videos, though I have been lacking this past week or two. I've had a lot of changes. And email me if you have any questions, you have a suggestion. thehairhealerpodcast@yahoo.com. Again, I will change that. My interviews are going to start coming out soon. I should have one out by the end of this week or early next week. I'm really excited about that new format with the Weekly Awakening. So here we go. Whew. Let's take a deep breath. I know I need to before I go do the Gemini ramble. One deep breath in. Hold for 4 seconds. And release. That's release the tension of the day, the morning, the moment, whatever you're feeling. Just kind of let that go. And that's just enjoy the moment, because that's all we have. We have this moment wherever you are, and take a deep breath and try to make it a nice, relaxed, beautiful moment if you can. So Jupiter and Pisces, let's just talk where Jupiter has been and what Jupiter is. Jupiter, we know that beautiful planet Jupiter rules over order, unity, law, faith, abundance, good luck, expansiveness. Things have been growing. And for the last 2 years, it has been in Saturn's sign. Let's go over what Saturn is, right? If you guys don't know, loss, decay, death, maturity, seriousness, discipline, wisdom born from hardships or limitations. It also rules limiting things. So we have the planet of good luck, faith, and abundance for the last 2 years in the planet of Saturn, death, decay, seriousness, discipline, wisdom. Now, it's a little bit happier right now. It's in Aquarius, so it's a little bit happier, but it was in its detriment. It was not happy when it was in Capricorn, and that was, I think it entered in there the beginning of 2019. I think it was December of 2018, and I know for me, Saturn and my Saturn return was in my fifth house of children, romance, pleasure, you know, and for me, it really played out my Saturn return in my marriage as well as children. And when Jupiter entered that, like a lot of stuff kicked off. So think back to when that happened. And if you follow your chart, look where your whole sign house of Pisces is, and also where your whole sign house of Capricorn is. So when Jupiter moved in there, right, and it wasn't happy, it brought basically lots and lots of lessons in losing your faith, right? And having to rebuild that faith. I know that's what happened to me when that had happened and it began my Saturn return. But when Jupiter happened, I had this belief, this faith, this understanding of what I had thought love was, what I thought marriage would be, what I thought it would feel like, what I thought it was. And since I saw so much chaotic marriage growing up, I just made it, you know, I just believed that this would be what it felt like. And so I met this person and I gave so much faith and belief into this and this feeling and basically what I thought love was, which really turned out to be a very immature version, you know, big part of my lesson. And so all of a sudden Jupiter moved in there into Capricorn next to Saturn and in Saturn sign. And it was like, boom, all everything I ever believed in and what I thought, not only in myself and others in the world and what I thought I knew more than anything, all my faith was lost, right? It was like totally lost. And if you know me, you know the story. And 2019 was just sort of this weird catalyst year of being lost and trying to find myself. But yet I couldn't, you know, it seemed like lesson after lesson or limit after limit, nothing was working out. And, you know, you guys think back to that, right? Where was that story of hardship or limitation or losing faith in something, you know, and having to tear down to rebuild. So a lot of us really experienced in those years some very, very hardships and lost a lot. And then 2020 happened and some people faced, and Jupiter was still in there, it didn't move. So a lot of people really felt it this year. It didn't move into Aquarius till the end of December. But for me, it was almost like this free, right? This rebuild. So I began to rebuild my sense of faith, but I still had a whole other year and lessons of it was a weird year of me where, you know, my limitations, where I give myself my limitations and kind of like why I attract the people I attract in this weird way. And I lost faith in 2020 in basically everyone, not everyone, but people that was closest to me. And I was reborn not knowing how to trust people and not knowing, yeah, on a very deep, deep, deep level, not knowing how to trust people and not being and feeling like I lost the trust in myself, you know? And so it was really, though, now that I'm getting to the end of it, and we're heading towards Jupiter moving in Pisces, this renewed sense of self. So again, that's where we're going with that. So think back, and it's been in there and it's been holding it back. And now all of a sudden, it is going to be a little bit let free, right? And Jupiter rules Pisces in ancient astrology. So it's happy there. Imagine that it's happy and all the things are flowing and good things are coming. And this is going to be until late July. And then June, though, in June, Jupiter retrograde starts and that goes to October 17th. And it will start out in Pisces, but then it will retrograde back into Aquarius. And then it stays in Aquarius. And then and then finally, at the end of the year, beginning of the new year, it moves into Pisces, and we'll see that. So we're going to get a little taste of Jupiter and Pisces over the next couple weeks and what that feels like. And again, mine is moving to my house of marriage. Dun, dun, dun. And Jupiter, it moves or changes signs every year. So when a slower moving planet moves signs, like it's not messing around, things are going to be really a big shift. It's not kind of like those tiny shifts that Venus or Mercury will always make. This is like a big thing. So if it's moving into your career house, you know, there's going to be big shifts in career, and maybe you'll have a renewed sense of faith and maybe some more Neptunian Pisces things or creations, or being like, okay, this business is going to be great. I finally know what it is. And you're going to see lots of things flourishing. If it moves into your house of marriage, like me, I don't know, stay tuned. We'll find out. But the chances are, and I've said this because I knew Jupiter was moving into here and it won't be here again for another 10 years. So think back to 10 years or, I'm sorry, 12 years. Think back to 12 years ago, you know, what happened. So I knew chances are I will probably be meeting someone, or maybe my next husband, you know, I'm not kidding, or wife, but most likely husband. And, you know, the chances, and so we'll see. So we'll jump out of that, but we'll see. But in general, that's what you're going to see. The biggest way that the astrology, this transit, is going to affect is it's going to be happening in your life. Yeah, there will be a general energy, right? These planets affect the general energy of everyone. And so I think you'll see a lot more faith in society. You're going to see things getting better. You're going to see money growing. You're probably going to see the economy growing. I think you're going to see a beautiful flourish into the new beginnings of what this world is going to be post 2020. So I think you're going to see a lot of, again, this will really play out in 2022, but I think you're going to see just a major, major rebirth in a lot of ways. And generally people will be a little bit happier, have faith. I think you're going to see more spirituality or more spiritual communities. You know, I don't want to use the word religion, but some sort of that sort of rebuild. I think you will actually see a rebuild in religion, but in a more modern way, right? A more accepting way, not the religion that we know and hate, but like in a more beautiful way. I think we're going to see a rebirth in that, you know, and I think we're going to see a really strong rebirth in feminine energy because it's the feminine domicile of Jupiter being in Pisces. So there's going to be a lot of good things, you know, there's going to be a sense. So what you're going to start to feel is something in yourself, right? A project, a person, a love story, maybe just the belief in something greater than you, maybe the actual faith, right, of spirituality is going to start growing for you. It's going to start making sense. It's going to start saying, okay, wait, this is all making sense and it's flowing. So I really am excited about this transit. I think it's going to be a lot of fun. Again, we've had the depressed sign in, you know, a happy sign and a flourishing sign and a very depressed, limited sign. So even in career-wise, right? Career-wise, I'm sorry. I had a change and I added with my Saturn return, it was in my, you know, it also rose creative pleasures, the fifth house. So I had this rebirth, right? The podcast, I had everything happen. And in the last year or two, I also felt these limitations on it. Or always felt like, okay, not this way or this, or that's holding back or not knowing way to go. And I feel now like, okay, moving in there, like freeing and a much more understanding of my path and what direction I want to take everything as this is happening. So this is going to be good. Again, if you're looking like, hey, Colleen, where can I just find a free chart? Where can I look? I really like astro.com. I think that's easy. That's fast. Something you can pull up. And again, I do whole sign houses. That is, each house is ruled entirely by one sign. That's how I'm taught. That's how I prefer it. And it makes the most sense to me. So look for, if you do that, look for whole sign house and figure out, hey, what is going on? What is going to be changing and shifting and flourishing? You know, too, this is going to be, you know, probably a lot of babies, things like that. And if you have Jupiter moving into your fifth house, you know, and you want a baby, this is good. If you're not sure, you know, maybe use a little protection. But either way, beautiful things are growing with this. I'm excited. I'll have more out. I'm sure this is, again, a big, big transit and a lot of it will be happening. So I think over the next year, you're going to hear a lot about Jupiter, and eventually I'll have one coming up when it gets closer to its retrograde. This summer, we're heading into a retrograde season. We haven't had any since pretty sure in the springtime or anything. So it's been nice without that, though retrogrades aren't always bad. So I want to talk about something else. We have a new moon. So this is happening as we're entering Jupiter moving into Pisces. We're having this beautiful new moon in Taurus, you know, and it has a fun and flirty sextile to Neptune. And with sextiles, it is basically when a harmony, what's the word I'm looking for? Why do I always have trouble pronouncing words? Harmonious. Thank you. Harmonious of like planetary qualities and things, right? So they're going to kind of work together. And we have it in Taurus and, you know, bringing your dreams alive. Again, this is a new moon. This is getting end of a cycle and we're beginning a new moon cycle with this. And I think this one, especially with Jupiter moving into Pisces, let's make these new moon manifestations, affirmations, whatever you do. Do you write, you know, do you pray, whatever you do, whatever ritual, make them full of like, of belief and a renewed sense of faith. If you felt formerly that you couldn't do something, again, whether a job, you know, a speech, a talk, whatever, like, no, find that faith in yourself and make your affirmations or your new moon about finding that faith, finding that renewed self, sense of self, or like, you know, ask the universe sometimes like, hey, please guide me this. I have this brand new beginning I need to take off. I'm finally feeling like faith in it. I believe in myself. Guide my way. Sometimes it's as simple as that. You know, and I haven't. I think I've told you guys before with the new moon for the last 4 years, I've always wrote new moon checks. And I realized to me, even that to the universe and my being, it felt like and that money all came, right? I manifested that money. But then I feel in some way I became so almost it was working opposite. So like worried or held on to that new moon having to write these checks. And no, that actually works against us oftentimes because then we don't really believe, right? We're second guessing that faith. So I haven't really done that, but that's always something fun to do too, especially being in Taurus's sign of money. You know, if you have a big business starting off or you have an idea of how much money you want to make or grow or abundance, like write that out. Get a check that you don't want anymore or don't need or any check and write to yourself, write it out to yourself, write, you know, what services it is on there, you know, write exactly how much money it is and do what, you know, there's lots of things you can Google like different ways what to do with that. But oftentimes I like to put it on my altar. I pray with it. I have something that I put over top of it. But just keep it. Some people keep it in their wallet, look at it, you know, especially in there. This is going to be a good money one. Again, it's not all about money. So that's focused on abundance, but, or even more so if you do want to create money, learn how to come from an abundant place. Okay. Just for instance, if you see money And again, I don't know why I'm turning this into money right now, but I guess with Taurus being in there, if you see someone with money and you feel jealous, you feel, oh, why don't I have that money? Why am I not creating that abundance? What do I need? The first problem right there, and it sounds weird at first and it can be hard, is experiencing that jealousy, right? The truth is, if you want to create, if you want to align with that energy, it's about aligning with what you see with it, even in other people. So, wow, you know, try to change your thought process, your mindset to, and I had to teach myself this, like, oh, wow. And again, money isn't everything, but yes, it does pay the bills. So I see that they have their money. That's great for them. That is awesome. That is happy. You know, I'm happy for them. You know, that is great because one day my abundance is coming to me. So when you do that, and every time it's about training your mind to get out of maybe feelings of jealousy or envy or those things, when you train your mind to say those things, it's like then you're aligning and then you're starting to believe yourself like, oh, I do deserve this abundance. I can achieve this abundance. I can do that, you know? So go above and beyond. I can create this business. You know, if that person did that business, you know, I'm going to watch them and learn from them and see how their energy is. And I'm going to align with that. And I'm going to wish them goodwill, good wishes, love, luck, and all of that, because that is how we align with that. So this is a good new moon to really focus on big dreams, big goals, you know, everything, the things we planted and are starting to bloom. But now it's like, okay, there's some big goals now, and we're coming out of this world and we are now coming out our newly transformed self. And you might not be awakened to it yet, but soon you will. So what can you do? How can you make your dreams a reality? How can you do it? People ask me all the time. People will come to me and they want me to help them out with projects. And sometimes they have no idea. They didn't even have anything. They just want me to start it because I've been able to kick off my own, you know, with it. Or people will come and ask me advice. How do you do that? And oftentimes the hardest thing of creating a project is actually just doing it, taking the first steps and believing yourself to do it. You know, I was like, is this going to be rejected? And guess what? It was. I heard lots of things being said about me and made fun of. And it was like, okay, that's part of the process. But you get beyond the fear because you see a bigger vision. You see in yourself, you got to get to the place where you see in yourself what others don't. And then it won't matter what people do or people don't. And so you have to get beyond that oftentimes. And I say that because people don't want to start something in fear of what other people think of them, you know, and that fear stops so many people from doing that, you know, or what if this doesn't take off? What if it doesn't? Well, guess what? I've been doing this podcast. I've been doing things for media for 2.5 years, 3 years now, just media wise, and half that shit hasn't taken off. And that's okay. I'm still doing it because I'm loving it and it's my passion and I'm helping people. And every time I get that message. So again, you got to be beyond that and have faith and believe in yourself. So I'm saying that to say, do it, start it, get over your fear. That's the hardest part, I promise you, is putting in the legwork to get whatever you want to, whatever, especially around creative projects, right? Because they're so tied to us personally, you know, when we don't want it to feel rejected. But you got to get beyond that and you got to accept it. And if you're coming from that place, you know, you're just going to love doing it. So just do it. So make your new moon dreams affirmations, right? Make them about abundance and having faith in yourself and starting a new project and growing there, you know, because I believe in you. My hardest step was doing it. And there's been parts of like continuing it that have been hard. But honestly, once I sat down and made up my mind and I did it and I got beyond, you know, I remember being nervous to ask my first like 10 clients if they want to be on my podcast. And I was like, sat down, I wrote down who I know would be open to it and spill their lives on the show. And I said, okay, each one I asked, and guess what? Everyone said yes back. And my fear was they're going to say no, I'm going to have no client to like sit at the chair and want to do this, blah, blah, blah. But I got over that and it all worked out, okay? Because it does, when we want something, it happens, you know, unless it's not part of the path, but for the most part, it happens. So believe in yourself. I believe in you. Trust me. I believe in you so much. And I see so much talent out there and faith. And again, if people can get one thing from my podcast, or two things from my podcast, this is it. I want you to be who you are and find out who you are at the most authentic self. By me living my authentic truth, by me putting myself out there, the crazy, the good, the bad, the ugly, the real, the nuts, that's making and allowing people to take it however it is, not worried about being accepted from others. That's allowing someone else to have that same experience and say, hey, I can do that too. And that, I think, is going to lead the world, you know, to a much better place. And so be authentic, you know, be yourself, and the rest will flow to you. Thank you, everyone, for listening to Weekly Awakening. Again, thank you for supporting me at Capriati Salon. I'll be there. You can start making appointments. I'll be there Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday. I'm going to start incorporating much more of the astrology and energy healing into my appointments as well for those of you who do want it. And that's it. I'm really excited. Thank you again. I love you all. Have a beautiful day, and goodbye. Thank you.